Top Headlines.
The Bulls are in town tonight to take on the Celtics, but a couple of players getting some rest. I believe Al Horford, Jason Tatum, going to be sitting tonight, along with Sean Grandy.
Average Al sitting, huh?
Kyrie Irving goes out for the rest of the year. You know what? Let's just everybody take a breather on this one. So John Wallach will be on the call alongside Cedric Maxwell, starting at 7, tip-off 7:30 right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Red Sox, a 3-2 win over the Rays in the Sox home opener yesterday. 12 innings it took. Hanley Ramirez driving in the winning run. The series will continue tomorrow. Rick Porcello gets the start. Bruins lost to the Florida Panthers last night 3-2. They'll be home to take on the Senators tomorrow night. Tonight, Gillette Stadium, Revolution are home. They've got a 3-match unbeaten streak going. They'll try and make it 4 against the Montreal Impact, 7:30. The game will be heard on 98.5 The Sports Hub HD2. And at the Masters, Jordan Spieth, round one leader, started his day double bogey. Bogey went right back to the field. He's now in a tie for second place with the likes of Ricky Fowler, Matt Kuchar, Charlie Hoffman, because, oh, I take that back, Jordan Spieth has fallen off another stroke. He's now 2 under par, and now 2 strokes behind your new leader, Bernd Weisberger. Headlines are brought to you by Valvoline.
Who orders the burger burned? You know? You want like a medium Weisberger. What's a burned burger? Jim Louth. I bet Jim Louth likes a burger well done.
Medium well.
Medium well.
Well, you know, undercooked ridiculous. Ground beef, you are playing with...
a little different than a steak.
You are playing with fire.
Yeah, you can't go rare on a burger.
Headlines are brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Visit now for a 15-minute oil change. You can stay in your car. No appointment is ever needed. I'm Hardy. I'm Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
From slam dunks...
Wow! And if you think a unicorn is rare...
God.
The buzzer beaters.
Tice throws it down with 2 hands.
The home of the Boston Celtics. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Now.
Sports Talk. While you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
A sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
There's an episode of Good Times where they're listening to this song and just jamming out. Little apartment party.
Got no mind.
You come up with that team yet?
Yeah, pretty much any one of them.
Any
team could have done that.
Any one of them.
I forget what your stupid, nonsensical, obnoxious Patriots fan question was in the first
place. No, we'll just narrow it down. Super Bowl 51. Who could have come back and done that the way the Patriots? Yeah. Name one other NFL team. One quarterback, one coach, who could do it?
There were a lot, you know what, Beetle?
They haven't been around for 30 years.
There were a couple of other teams in the AFC that year that would not have found themselves in a 28-3 hole to begin with.
Right.
That's the point.
So, Beetle, you're just calling that an achievement, not an overachievement. That's just an achievement.
That's an appropriate achievement. By the greatest team in all the
land. You sound like Maz sitting in the conference room right now saying that Jordan Spieth is toying with the field. Almost like he's doing it on purpose.
Probably is. Probably is. He's probably trying out a new swing today or something.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Spieth, another bogey. Hack. You hack. Love it. What a day. What a moving day. Mazbot.
You want the new good one that Tom put together?
Yes, I do. The new Spieth. Sounder.
Yes, the new
have the Tiger ones ready. He tees off in 15 minutes.
Look at the people watching him.
See if you guys like this one.
No, it sounds like a hydraulic lift.
Yeah, that actually sounds like a...
How about like
what
the sound?
Well, oil change?
That sounds like
a Valvoline?
That's a good functioning robot.
Remember the robot on Fox? The Fox Sports robot? Didn't he have like a noise?
No, that sounds like a kick-ass robot. That's not a Jordan Spieth making another bogey robot.
No, that's the good,
that's
one.
Good one.
That's when he does something
good.
The good
one wasn't good enough, so
we
Tom readjusted.
The good one.
We don't need a good one. He's falling apart.
Why don't you go lost in Spieth?
He's puking all over his foot joys.
Yeah, but if all of a sudden he birdies the next hole, we're going to need a sound for that.
No, we're not even going to mention it.
He just keeps nodding his head. He ain't got it. Oh, please miss the cut. Please miss the cut.
He's not doing that bad.
I know.
Yeah, relax. Relax, would you?
Come on, Phil. Phil's in trouble, too. Jesus.
Yeah, he knocked one off a tree backwards.
It's like me.
Alex is in the car today.
It's so humbling.
Yeah, Alex.
Yes.
What do you got?
Beetle, how can you say the Pats didn't overachieve when they did something nobody else has ever done? Isn't that effectively the definition of overachieving?
No.
Just
because you've done something
no
one's ever done?
They did it in 01, they did it last year.
That doesn't mean you, if you're the best ever, that's not overachieving. The best ever are supposed to do the best things ever.
But they came back from a deficit nobody's ever done.
Correct. But if you're the best ever, aren't you supposed to be the only team that's done something like that?
What about Frank Reich? Frank Reich and the Buffalo Bills probably could be.
That's a big one. What was that? Like 56 to something.
That was a big one, man.
A million points.
He did it in Maryland too. He was down 28-0.
If you're the best ever, how are you letting that happen?
What's that?
If you're the best ever, why would you even let that happen?
Even the best makes some mistakes sometimes. That happens. Mistakes. The best overcome them. Like the Patriots did. That's not the definition of overachievement. You have to factor in what your expectations are to decide overachievement. The Patriots were the favorite going into the game. So it's an appropriate achievement.
Big favorite.
In fact, I think they've been favored in every Super Bowl except the first one.
Yeah, 14-point dog in that one. They were favored by 14 over the Giants.
Yeah. Ken and Lowell's on the line.
Hi, Ken.
Always a pleasure to talk to Ken.
Hey, guys. Hey, Zo. Hey, Beetle. Hey, Hardy.
How you doing?
Not bad. I wanted to call in response to the guy. He called about 20 minutes ago, and he's saying that he was pissed off with Belichick's decision not to play Malcolm Butler in the Super Bowl. And then as a result, he, like ripped off his colors and started rooting for the Tennessee Titans or something like that.
Yeah. Same guy that could listen to a clip of Marcus Mariota and couldn't pick it out of a lineup.
You know, what I'm saying is that, you know, that guy's a punk, number one.
Yeah,
you know,
that's right.
He's even lower than a punk. He's a maggot.
Kind of weird.
That feels strong. Yep.
But, well, yeah, I mean to be strong because I'm passionate about this. You live and die with your team.
How angry are you right now?
I'm pissed.
Good.
I'm pissed. I mean, you live and die with your team. Those of us are real fans, lived and died with our teams like the Red Sox. I mean... Unbelievable how many years they went without winning a World Series. And the Bruins.
Yeah, it was like 86, I think, or something.
What's that?
I think it was like 86 years or something, right?
Yeah, it was 86 years, and the Bruins only win it once every two decades or something like that. And the Celtics are different. They always win. But they did, anyway. And the Patriots, you know, that first year under Raymond Berry, the first time we made it to the Super Bowl, it was like unbelievable. It was like an orgasm. Just making it there, you know?
That's kind of so weird.
Ken, how old are you? If you don't mind me asking.
50. Well, I'm going to be 57 on Wednesday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Good. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
But, all right. So, like, you know, people like that, right? We don't need them as fans. You know what?
We should drum
them out of.
They should move, Ken. They should move.
Move to Tennessee.
Move to Finland.
Or worse yet, Cleveland.
And New England. Love it or leave it.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Nice.
Isn't that kind of weird?
Yes.
Here's another one. Tony and Shirley, my man. Tony.
Now, listen, you gave that guy about a minute. I don't even know what he was talking about.
Well, you better top it then with your bleep blowers. Let's go.
It's Friday.
I was thinking about that. Thank you, Bill. Now, please hear me out real quick. I'll be fast.
Okay.
Now, listen, they traded. I'm trying to get it organized. I rehearsed, but I always screw up. I've been calling for years.
Do you want to regather your thoughts, or you want to get ready?
I got it.
Okay.
Please, Bill, just hear me out, brother.
Okay.
Now, listen. This is defense. They traded Seymour, they won championships. They traded Chandler, they won championships. They got rid of Moss, they won championships. Hear me out.
Okay.
And then Gronk didn't play, they won championships. Now, everybody I think is missing the big picture. When I saw him interview Butler after, he looked fat and out of shape to me. I don't know if his condition had anything to do with
it. That's a new one.
But listen, he did look out of shape. Look at it, Peter. Peter, look at it if you can.
No, thanks. Look at him.
Without him,
he looks great.
False, false, false. He's got the skinniest waist, tight bum.
No, his face looks fat.
No, sorry.
Sorry.
No, he wasn't.
So why do you play in every game until the Super Bowl?
I know. I get it. But 2 weeks off, sick or whatever. He just didn't look in shape. Anyways.
Did he say that?
Yeah, he did.
Can't say that. That's a bad word. Your calls the west of the
like
rest that. Of the way.
I got a new hockey name. I'm favorite hockey name now.
Right.
You know, that first year under Raymond Berry, the first time we made it to the Super Bowl, it was like unbelievable. It was like an orgasm.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It is no longer wise to ignore it.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, so Dominic in Northbridge wants to respond to Ken. Dominic! He's not there. Put him on hold, see if we can get him on. In the meantime, Art in Walpole. Hey, Art.
Hi, boys. How are we doing today?
What's up?
Hi, Art.
Hey, guys, I've got a question, I've been questioned on this, and... You know, I think it's very, very simple as to why Malcolm Butler was benched in the Super Bowl. I thought he played extremely poorly. And I'm a Butler fan, by the way. But I thought the kid had a terrible game in the AFC Championship game. And I think that his play dropped off in the course of the year. We all kind of saw that. Not from lack of effort, but he was beat a lot. He wasn't the same guy this year, but I thought he struggled mightily against the Jaguars.
Okay. All good points.
At any point in the Super Bowl, do you think that maybe, even though you think he played poorly in the game before, maybe they could have put him in to see if they could have gotten either A, a stop, or B, a tackle after a catch?
Absolutely, I think they should have given him a shot.
And that's it. That's all anybody's asking for. I don't think anybody is saying he should have started and played every single snap, and that would have turned.
Yeah.
Give it a shot.
At some point in that game, try it. It's simple, Art. It's simple. There was a 3rd and 9 in that third quarter when New England was coming back, and they hit Aguilar on one of those little underneath drag routes. It was a 1.5-yard throw. And watch the crap effort the Batamosi gives on the tackle. He ends up running for 11 yards. And that drive went on right down to score a touchdown.
Your rage is
right
misdirected
there.
At Art.
Right there. You sit
he
your
was
ass
just
down.
Telling his reason why he thought he didn't play.
You look at
and
the defensive coordinator and say, let's go, Malcolm.
Art's reason is far more plausible than any of the other crap that's been thrown against the wall.
If Malcolm Butler were just benched to start the game and he didn't go in until, I don't know, a series in the second or even third quarter. All right, you'd still be questioning it. He didn't play. He wasn't out there playing his position once.
I'm torn as to which play was the worst. The one where Jordan Richards came screaming up and they hit that 50-some yarder, that 54-yarder, up the sideline with the running back, or the Aguilar one where he caught it and ran it for 11 yards. You mean to tell me any of those two plays? See, that's what got Jordan Richards' ass set down. At halftime, because they hit that before the half. So they said, we're not going to do this anymore. Hey, Jonathan Batamosi, let's go. You're up, pal. Then he was worse than Richards. And you're like, oh, my God. They're still not putting Malcolm in this game. I don't remember him punting in the second half. You?
No.
I don't remember punting. punter had a bad back, leg, he's like all stiff over there. Try to stretch out. Long day. Haven't kicked since warm-up. Yeah. All good points by Art. Wasn't a great year. Tailed off at the end. Did struggle some in that Jacksonville game, but Jesus, played every snap. But wasn't good enough to play against Torrey Smith, who's not even there anymore, and Aguilar. And the third tight end threw a touchdown. It got $8 million. And the backup quarterback. And LeGarrette Blount. And let's continue to go through the names. Alshon Jeffrey's a good receiver. I don't look at him as a top 10 guy in the league. Look at that skill set you beat a year ago. And yet, you're not good enough to play against what they wrote. I'm sorry to keep bringing this up about Philly. And here we are again talking about it.
Yes, we are.
Thanks.
Because it won't go away. And as soon as you mention it, we have a full board of calls that want to talk about it.
It's the hottest topic in sports locally. I'm sorry.
It won't die.
It ain't going anywhere.
No. The Butler story.
You might get sick of hearing it.
Will not die.
You can't explain it.
It won't die. Craig has a thought on earlier when we were discussing the Patriots possibly having more rings and not maximizing their championship
My
run.
Gut tells me he agrees with you.
I don't know. Let's find out, Craig.
I can see your cocky little baby
mannerisms
already.
It says Patriots missing championships. Craig in the car. I don't know which way he's going on it.
I was just wondering, for the guy who thinks that they didn't underperform, that he thinks nothing of the fact they went a decade without winning one.
What?
Come again?
They went a decade without winning one. You think nothing of that, that's what the team was capable of?
Right. No, they have gone a full decade without winning one, Hardy?
I don't know what that question means.
Should that have happened?
Can I ask a caller how old he is?
No.
Yeah, shut up, Lauf.
Late entry into fake
Good
promo
job,
Friday.
Caller.
It's nice.
Why not?
Yeah, they went a whole 10 years without winning a Super Bowl. Yeah, you're talking to a Lions fan.
Seriously,
so
how old are you?
I'm really not interested in how
not,
you think that's
not
a,
the topic. The question is
such
a legitimate one.
Unbelievable dry
given,
run.
Given their talent, given the... Oh, you hung
they
up.
They made
hung
it.
Up.
I'm guessing it was really young.
And how many Super
these
Bowls
young,
did they...
These young fans in this town are so spoiled.
I'd agree with them. Given the quarterback, the coach, and given the what they had here, they shouldn't have gone 10 years without winning one. There should have been a win in there somewhere.
Yeah, but they still made it to multiple Super Bowls in that time. Underperforming team is the Buffalo Bills. When you go to four straight and don't win, that's underperforming, okay? That's succeeding while still underperforming. The Patriots succeeded, and they performed. They have five Super Bowl championships during the Brady Belichick era. It is unbelievably good, and to say that they somehow left something on the table and didn't quite measure up to what they should have or could have done is obnoxious, and it's not seeing the forest for the trees.
It's obnoxious.
You have a team that went to how many Super Bowls, gentlemen?
All told
during the Brady Belichick era.
Okay, just
eight.
The Brady Belichick.
Eight Super Bowls and won five of them. You put it like that, and it's hard to sit there and say
more. They should have. How many AFC Championship games you lose? They're in it every year. They're in it for
enough.
The chance to
if
play.
If they had
it
lost to Seattle,
year.
Would you count that as an underachievement?
No, they were an underdog in that game, weren't they? People thought Seattle was going to win that game.
But you're just chalking that up to that's appropriate. That's an appropriate game.
That's another one, Jim. That's another good one.
Everyone was close. Every Super Bowl
you were
was
down,
close.
Hey, you were down 10 in the fourth quarter now, and nobody ever came back from 10 points down in the fourth quarter. Prior to that.
So you're saying they weren't as good as we thought they were?
That could be an overachievement.
That they overachieved?
I'm saying it's enough to say they're the best team of all time, and don't be a jerk and say, they really should have been better.
I'm not being a jerk.
Yes, you are.
I think I'm acknowledging how great they were and how I believe that they were so great that they're better than the five they have. Tells you how much I think of them.
You're a disappointed Patriots fan.
Not disappointed.
Yeah, yes.
It's been a disappointing era.
No, of course not.
If they underachieved, how can you not be disappointed?
I'm saying, damn, they were so great, they may have left some on the table.
They underachieved, is what you're saying. They underachieved.
I think they were capable
of more. Have the Patriots so far in the Brady Belichick era underachieved or overachieved or just achieved?
Achieved.
Okay, that's different. You've gone from underachieved to achieved.
All right,
we'll give him 20 more minutes, and then he'll be at overachieved, and we'll all agree.
Yeah.
They left a few.
Of course, they'll agree
there.
At the end of the show. It's the end of the week.
Get me the hell out of here.
Hey, that poke. Whoop.
Zoe's locked in today, as you can tell. What are you doing?
Tired. Just launch one.
Okay. Headlines.
Sports Hub headlines.
I had to stand up because golfer hit a golf ball.
No, I'm happy that Zoe's excited for the Masters. It's good. Celtics. Thank you. Tiger Teen off in his second round. We'll give you the leaderboard here in a moment. But first, the Celtics take on the Bulls tonight. No Al Horford tonight. Yeah, Gordon Hayward's not playing either. Right? He's out? Okay. Al Horford out. Jason Tatum out. They're getting rest. Kyrie Irving out for the rest of the season. We learned that yesterday. Sean Grandy out. So John Wallach is on the call with Cedric Maxwell. 7:30 tip tonight on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Red Sox have the day off after winning their home opener yesterday, 3-2 in 12 innings over the Rays. Rick Porcello will get the start for game two of the set tomorrow. Panthers managed to beat the Bruins last night, 3-2. The Bees will come home to take on the Senators tomorrow night. Revolution have a game tonight, Gillette Stadium against the Montreal Impact at 7:30. You'll hear it on 98.5 The Sports Hub HD2. And as Zolak just indicated, Tiger Woods has teed off in his second round. Not as much ground to make up as you would have thought, as Jordan Spieth has given four strokes back to the field today. He's four over par on his second round. Your leaders are Matt Kuchar, Bernd Weisberger, Henrik Stenson, Charlie Hoffman, Adam Hadwin, Patrick Reed, all at three under par. Headlines are brought to you by teststrips.com. If you have extra unused diabetes test strips, don't let them go to waste. Sell today to help those in need. Restrictions apply. Teststrips.com. I'm Hardy on Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Enjoy the hot dog.
Yeah. Boom. Like, I win. Like, yeah.
But he has the ability to get skinny in the hole.
I know. I want to get it out.
Highly underrated piece of news.
Beadle and Zell.
Sports Hub host for the most.
98.5 Sports Hub.
Big promos coming up at 150. I hear they're good. That's what I hear. Sean in New Hampshire, what are you hearing?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
What's up?
So, this is directly to you.
Yeah, but...
Necessary roughness or the replacements? And then I got another question for you.
I'd go replacements.
Oh, come on. Kathy Ireland, Zambo?
She got those big cheeks, big cheekbones.
Kathy Ireland.
That big jaw. she reminds me of Belinda Carlisle when she was thick.
How's she doing now? What does she do now, Kathy Ireland?
I don't know. She's probably hanging out in Ireland. Oh, my God.
I just found her
That
Twitter
was
page.
A fall down in the fall type of joke.
It's not necessary roughness like a couple weekends ago. It's a rough watch watching it back again like 20 years later. I was awesome when I was a kid, but no.
Kathy Ireland got a bit of a Joker face. Looking at her now, smile is odd.
She's not homebrewing anymore, according to her Twitter page. someone sent her a tweet that asked her if she was still homebrewing. And she said, that hobby is no longer in my life. Motherhood took over.
Oh.
Beer brewing was fun. Actually owned a brewery at one time. Not anymore. Mm. Right for others. No longer right for me. Thank you so much. Mm. I don't know what she's doing. Joe in Worcester. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Joey.
Hey, Beatles. So, there's only one reason why Malcolm Butler's name keeps coming up in the offseason. It's because of one thing, Brandon Graham. Okay?
Graham.
If Brandon Graham doesn't make that play, hold on. Yep. Brady had the ball.
Hold on.
Number 12 is going to take the team down the field, score, and we're going to win that game. And Malcolm Butler's going to be an afterthought in this offseason because he was leaving anyways. And like many times before, Bill Belichick glossed over that deficiency like other ones because he has number 12. And number 12 has been there for him. He's come through many times. This one time, he didn't come through. And unfortunately, it was at the Super Bowl, the biggest game of the year. But that's the only reason his name comes up, because Brandon Graham was able to strip that ball.
Yeah, I thought they were going to score on that drive. But doing my job and what we do here for 4 hours a day, we would still sit here and question, how does Malcolm Butler not get in the game when they never punted?
Tiger update, go ahead.
Stumbled out of the blocks in round number two. He found the fairway with his tee shot. He was 92 yards from the pin, but missed the green. His third shot, tried to wedge it up there and let it roll down. It never made it off the frog hair. So his third shot hung up in the fringe, and now he's got a long, tricky, what I will assume be a putt to save par at the first. So not a great start for Tiger in round two. Sorry,
what's, unreal? What's the matter?
No, he wants Tiger to be within two strokes.
I want to watch
the lead.
Golf this weekend.
Right.
I'm open to watching golf this weekend, to push a time aside to watch golf.
Tiger's falling apart.
He ain't in it. I ain't watching. Sorry.
You'll watch.
I won't.
You'll watch.
He'll peek in on it, but he won't watch. Right. Watch.
Tom right. and Quincy, Tom.
I'll find out who won.
Hello, guys.
Hey.
Hey, Tom.
Thank you for taking my call.
Very welcome.
Proud of you.
I have an opinion on this pension, supposed tension between Kraft, Belichick, and Brady. I think that Belichick knew he had to get rid of one of those guys. He couldn't carry two quarterbacks of that stature. And I honestly believe that he wanted to trade Brady. And when Kraft heard that, he went, you know, crazy.
Crazy, we're nuts.
You know, and said, no, you're not going to do this. And so he sent Garoppolo, you know, he said, give me a second-round pick. I don't care. Give
Tom, when did Belichick try and trade Brady? When did that happen? Was that in October?
Well, it was a time when Garoppolo was traded. Previous to Garoppolo being
okay,
traded.
So in season, October? October, yeah. That sounds believable.
Why do we have all 70-year-olds calling?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. The age doesn't matter. It's we'll have takes. I don't care how old you are, how young you are, what it is.
I don't remember that one time when Garoppolo was here. He was here.
Tried to trade Brady. Nobody pick up the phone. Tried to trade Brady. Anybody interested? No.
Couldn't even get a second for him. Oh, wrong
a lot for Cooks.
Dominic, we got Dominic back on the line.
Hey,
Dominic.
Hey, guys. How's it going? I'm actually trying to make this get on to say this for a while. You hear all these, you know, people talking about the status of, you know, with the Patriots and everything like that, and I think we're missing the point. You had that last guy, there was an older guy complaining and saying a true fan just lives and dies with his team, but a real sports fan lives and dies with his generation. My entire adult life, this team has been, you know, the top conversation, the top team, won the most championships. They're also the biggest story. So instead of having them fade off into, you know, the darkness and everything like that, I'm rooting as a Patriots fan for this thing to blow up in fantastic fashion, and I don't care how. So I have no interest in critiquing anything like that, because I am looking for the wildest thing ever. I'm looking for either Brady to get traded or his arm to go flying off and lodging Gronk's butt cheeks. Something, Belichick, you know, a stroke on the sidelines, because already
Dominic,
the next generation, they're Dominic. Not going to, they're never going to see this again.
Dominic needs help.
Why?
Because he's crazy.
I
mean, we all need help to a certain degree. Brady's arm fall off. Belichick throws a stroke. I mean, those were all things in that call.
Especially if the arm goes in Gronk's butt cheeks.
Yeah. Can we get him a flight to Tennessee as well?
He can move to.
Yeah. Nashville. Here, it's great. Great time.
Start walking south.
I want to take the show to Nashville when the Titans go.
I would too.
When we go play the Titans. Yeah. We being the greatest football team of all time, Hardy.
Yeah.
The greatest underachieving football franchise in the history of football.
Back to underachieving.
The second best uniforms on the field that day, though, when you're in Tennessee. Those new unis are sweet.
They are nice. Good looking.
I haven't seen them. What are you talking about?
I don't like the numbers, though. I think the color scheme
is great.
Check
your notes once in a while, though.
The numbers suck. The numbers, do that, Tim. Do that, Jim. Get him.
Yeah, the numbers are terrible.
The numbers suck.
I love the blue helmets, the navy blue helmets.
I like the helmet. I like the jersey, you know, where the white is on the up top. Zoe has no idea what we're talking about because he hasn't seen them. Check your notes, Zoe. Check your notes. Today's takeaways, fake promos next.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, time for today's Awaken 180 Weight Loss Takeaway. Take away your excess weight loss for life. Visit awaken180weightloss.com. It is time for fake promos.
Seven of them today.
Seven.
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 And I'm told they're good. Hardy said they're good.
So quality, not quantity.
Quality. So there's seven quality promos. Let's get to it then, shall we?
Seven's a magic number.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
I thought the same damn thing. Like, and how much faster is him than he? What, like 3 inches?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
That makes no
faster
sense.
Him than he,
like, in so many different ways.
3 inches? 3 inches faster?
What were you talking about? Swihart over, Jelly Boobs.
Who was faster, he or him? Oh, this guy by like 3 inches.
Yeah, you beat him by 3 inches. Like 3 inches?
Oh, he was faster by 6 ounces.
How much faster?
He's faster by a feather.
How much is faster he than that? What? By blue?
Hello there, he striketh down upon he.
How much faster is him
How
than
much
me?
Spicier can he be than height?
I hate 10?
I hope you slide off the road.
Days at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
If nothing gets done between now and the start of the season, Brady will have to pull it harder than ever before.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5.
You hear that,
Giselle?
Yeah. You make sure you're doing things between now and then.
Uh-huh.
Reagan needs regular maintenance.
That's the obvious one. There's always one or two of the fake promos that fall into that category. Yeah. Maybe two this week.
Okay.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Here's what I haven't ruled out. Bill Belichick is not telling the whole truth to Josh McDaniels about this situation.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports
Hub. And then there was a strike in the background.
A strike and a like lucky Darth Vader. Strike.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, now that we're back in studio and we can hear it, we sounded so much better on the air than we sounded to ourselves there yesterday.
I could tell you guys couldn't hear.
Couldn't hear thing. A damn
couldn't,
thing.
Couldn't hear ourselves.
Sounded couldn't like, hear ourselves. Couldn't hear Jim.
It's like this. Take both fingers.
You got
stick
all
them
the
in
noise
ears,
in the background. Yeah.
The listeners sounded awesome to the listeners.
Good. Though. I'm glad.
It's all, matters.
It's all that matters.
Yep. Good natural sound effects there.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Or pull it up on your mobile device. I'm Tim McCona, Boston's office. Dick.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports
It's like that.
I thought
that,
we were the home for sports.
Who was it that had the Eagle attack yesterday?
Oh, wow.
Who outfielder. Was that again?
Oh.
The Mariners.
Yeah.
The starter, Paxton.
The big talent.
Pitcher. Yeah, big talent. And he remained cool and collected.
Oh, my God.
I don't know how.
You think somebody was yelling, don't move?
I would have been on the ground, hands overhead, fetal position, crying. Those talents, those were talents out, ladies and gentlemen.
I would have grabbed a bat and just started swinging at that thing. Bald eagle or not, get the hell away from me.
Protected status or not, you're going down, eagle.
Find another bird, paint its head white.
That guy's Canadian, though, so... I don't know. He's very just calm.
Happens all the time.
Yeah. it's a Tuesday in Canada.
No big whoop.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
And he was all split out a lot of the time. He's the best receiver.
Is that Fisher Cat?
Huh?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Not a Fisher Cat.
We were laying in bed the other night.
Oh, who's we?
And we live. We're out in the woods. Okay. And all of a sudden, you hear this is like 11:30 at night. Like something's getting skinned outside, and we get Fisher Cats and foxes all around us, and it's a mating call that they do.
Foxes sound like a crying baby.
For whatever reason,
I have a fox in my backyard.
I go out in the garage
frequently now.
I go out in the garage and look in the driveway, and I got a knife in my hand for some reason. Like I don't know what I'm going to do with the knife. Even if something would attack
But you're
me.
Laying in bed and you hear that. At that point,
and the dogs, and Felger and I have the same dog. They hear it. The dog woke us up hearing it. And the dog's going nuts inside. And they're literally just sitting, toying with the dog, trying to get him to come outside. It's just...
So you hear a mating call like that laying in bed. Do you put the pizza box down and say, hey, forget about the Domino's delivery guy. Let's play Fisher Cat Fox. What do you say? Let's change it up. It's Tuesday. Get a little nuts.
You run outside, I grab a knife. What am I going to do with the knife? I'm standing up, like, what am I going to do with this? I'm going to stab it.
Play Fisher Cat.
Those things are badass. They
special
eat dogs.
Delivery.
Cats.
Hot and fresh.
Oh, I know already got the pipe wrench out, and the pipes need wrenching. You need your pipes need to be looked into. I get
it. Hardy likes to stroll in with nothing but his tool belt on.
Next.
Middays
at 10, Zolak and Bertrand. It might have had my mouth on the rim while I was nailing.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5.
That's another obvious one, is it not?
That's the second obvious one, yeah. Shaughnessy's story about putting up a basketball rim in the winter where somehow his mouth ended up on the hoop, which we don't believe, but...
So one more, Jim. He was holding it up so he could nail it into the backboard.
He had to hold it up with his mouth.
All right, but try and be quiet.
It's a 9-year-old.
Be quiet as we listen
Imagine
to it.
Imagine you were a 9-year-old at home on a ladder holding up a rim, hammering it.
Out where he lived at the time, I'm sure it was normal. But be quiet. Listen to Zell start laughing before he even finishes the phrase.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Blue in Seekonk. Blue!
Hey, all right, I got up.
Hey, all right, yeah. Yeah.
Good call.
I'm trying.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the sports.
Hardy was
that was the last
for,
one.
Yeah,
that
he was calling for the Shaughnessy one again. He wanted to hear the Shaughnessy
Let's
one.
Let's hear
one
the Shaughnessy
time.
One again. Listen to Zoe start laughing before you even know the double entendre. Zoe saw it coming a mile away.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
You only have so many hands. You got the hammer and nails. It might have had my mouth on the rim while I was nailing.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the sports hub.
Damn.
I think Zoe was already laughing at the first part, not even knowing what the second part was.
The old
when
guy.
When he just heard him say he had his mouth on the rim. That was when Zoe lost it.
Yeah, my mouth on it's on the rim. Old guy jokes.
So what's on the docket for tonight, Zoe?
Tonight
is it Fisher Cat Fox? Are you going to play?
No, I'll actually be at Mosley's down on the Charles there, emceeing a little JDRF fundraiser tonight.
Good for you.
I think Allie Raisman's going to stop by.
Beautiful,
have some fun tonight.
Sarge going to be there to introduce her?
No, he's in New Orleans already for
that's
the big
right.
WrestleMania
right.
weekend.
They all have their shorts on. Again, some people should not wear shorts.
If you're from New England this time of year, it's tough. Tomorrow morning, sports,
like those three.
Sports Hub Golf Club, live 7 a.m. with your second round updates and third round preview.
Is that live show?
Doing live?
Live show tomorrow morning.
Oh, live Masters weekend programming with Hardy.
And we'll have all of Maz's Jordan Spieth updates, who is just puking all over himself.
He's toying with the field.
Fantastic.
He's toying with the field the way the Patriots have been toying.